Thirsty Mac. Seemed pretty impressive tonight running in here in Hobart.
Yeah, no, he was impressive. Had to do a bit early and sat three wide with no cover and done it pretty easy on the line. You know.
It was always going to be tough. It was an awkward draw for you.
Yeah, it was. And when you get a horse in like that, everyone knows he's at the bell that he's got to come. Otherwise, you know, so they all try and get you going early. So, he done all the work and he deserved it.
All right. You've had a few issues with him?
Yeah, he's got a bit of a fetlock issue that's not going away. So, just got to manage it and press on from there. Yep.
Does it depend how hard you're working, or is it a maintenance thing all the time?
Just a maintenance thing, yeah. And probably... You know, the easier week he has, the better he is. So we'll just press on from there and see what happens. But always going, you know, can win a fair few more.
All right. How's she's Riley Mac?
Yeah, in Melbourne at Caramani. So I think she'll be going around an MO next week. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How long do you expect her to be over there for?
Oh, look, if she can win an MO and an M1, she can come straight home and go to the paddock.
Yeah. All right. No thoughts of going to stud yet?
Yeah, that'll be it. If she wins an MO, yep, that'll be it. Yep.
Okay. Yep. All right, mate. So it's a stud career if she does that for you.
Yep.
All right, mate. All the best with Thirsty Mac.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, mate.